Governor Tom Wolf kicked off the new year with an ambitious climate change goal for Pennsylvania. He wants to reduce the state's greenhouse gas emissions 26% by 2025 and 80% by 2050. If that's achievable, State Impact Pennsylvania's Amy Sisk reports, it will take a host of strategies.
When a power line needs repair, utility workers step into a bucket that extends high above their truck. Sarah Alexak with Duquesne Light in Pittsburgh shows me one of those vehicles.
This is all you're going to hear, just the sound of the fan and the batteries.
No idling that you get from one of the company's diesel trucks. And no tailpipe emissions. In addition to greening its own fleet, Alexak says Duquesne Light is working with parking authorities and local businesses to help install chargers for the public.
Your car is going to sit 8+ hours a day at a work site. It's a great place to charge up.
Better planning and incentives to increase electric vehicle use would result in significant greenhouse gas reductions for Pennsylvania. That's one suggestion for cutting emissions included in the state's most recent blueprint for addressing climate change. Pennsylvania is the nation's fourth largest emitter of carbon dioxide. Wolf based his new climate goals off 2005 emission levels, as coal-fired power plants shut down amid competition from cleaner natural gas and renewables. Pennsylvania is halfway to his 2025 target. Jay Apt with Carnegie Mellon University says that goal is feasible. As for the longer-term target,
the idea of having a goal of 80% reduction by 2050 will inform choices that we make now, because energy investments are very long-lived.
A gas power plant, for example, will operate for decades.
That's a big shadow that an investment today casts. And so having a goal now that articulates out 30 years into the future is quite reasonable.
Many in the environmental community wanted to see the governor do that. Mark Schiebest is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
It's absolutely the goal we need, but the market by itself is not going to get us there. We really need to do it through policy.
Like enacting a cap-and-trade program that sets a limit on emissions, or boosting a law to require even more renewables in Pennsylvania's power mix. But those ideas will be tough to get through a Republican-led legislature. Lawmakers this year are expected to debate whether to rescue the state's nuclear industry. Like coal, it's struggling to compete with gas and renewables. Nuclear reactors provide Pennsylvania's largest source of carbon-free power, but several are slated to close prematurely. Here's Apt again.
Keeping those nuclear power plants operating as they are now is a very good low-pollution strategy.
In announcing his climate goals, Wolf did not say if he would support such a plan. He did indicate he wants to see more natural gas development. The concern for Schiebest with the Natural Resources Defense Council is that gas will replace nuclear, and gas produces emissions.
The emission reductions that we've seen in the past few years, I think, are not durable. I mean, they're vulnerable to going back up again unless we figure out energy policy that will really drive development of renewables.
That blueprint the state has for reducing emissions? It includes renewables, nuclear, electric vehicles, energy efficiency, and more. Robert Graff of the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission is on the state's Climate Change Advisory Committee.
You're not going to reach the goal with just these strategies.
They only get Pennsylvania halfway to its 2050 target.
You have to walk a narrow path between what's effective and what's economically feasible, and also what will have less disruption to the way people like to live.
Maybe technological advances, federal action, or a shift in people's willingness to change their lifestyles will get us the rest of the way there. But all of that, he says, is really hard to predict. Amy Sisk, State Impact, Pennsylvania.